You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory, we all have a story. Was there an understudy, or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie, it's my Broadway memory.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Every episode of My Broadway Memory begins with a segment we like to call Good News, where we bring on a correspondent to share some good news with our listeners to bring hope during these difficult times. In order to make the podcast experience more consumable for our listeners, we've decided to separate Good News and the Main Event segments into two separate seasons. Season 1 is all of our Good News segments, and Season 2 is all of our Main Event segments. Without further ado, here's this week's Good News.
Maybe Burke, who you can currently see in Rami on Hulu, is a New York-based actress, writer, and human rights advocate interested in telling the stories that haven't been told.
Their work has been seen at Joe's Pub, Lincoln Center, Cherry Lane Theater, Ars Nova, New Dramatist, Here Arts Center, the New York City LGBTQ Center, and more. They are here to speak about the Transgender Training Institute.
Hi,
welcome.
Hello. So maybe you are here to talk about something very important, the Transgender Training Institute. Tell us some good news. How can we get involved? How did you get involved? What's going on? What do we have to know?
Yeah, so the Transgender Training Institute, we provide virtual and in-person, when we can, professional development and personal growth trainings that are informed or provided by transgender and non-binary people for the benefit of transgender and non-binary people and communities, which is a whole lot of fancy buzzwords to say we're for the people by the people, making sure that people do the best they can by trans and non-binary folks. And that means professionally and personally for teachers and educators, but for medical care providers and social service providers. I've had a lot of folks within the theater industry come to our trainings that are intimacy coordinators or directors and choreographers and anybody who deals with non-binary and trans people and doesn't necessarily have all the tools to be as respectful and affirming as they can be. I've been working with TTI for about 2 years now. I actually went to one of their programs, and then Eli Green, who founded the company, was like, you're mine now, and brought me onto the team, because he teaches a training of trainers, where he helps educators of like all different experience levels expand their skills for facilitating transgender-related content. So I was at one of his training of trainers, where he then also, when there are trans and non-binary folks in the room, he kind of does use that as a pool from which to hire. And so now we're going like 5 to 15% of our material was online already. And we were providing courses for hospitals and things that they could do remotely, where there were professions that have like incredible amounts of time dedicated to their profession and don't really have the time to like sit in a room for 5 hours. But now we're up to 100% of our material being online. Thanks, COVID.
Thanks.
And yesterday was non-binary day, right? Was that yesterday? Oh, no, two days ago. Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday. Which I actually did not know until my boss texted me and was like, do you know about this? And I was like, I do now. Here we go.
Who comes up with these names? I love it.
What are some of the courses that you personally teach at the TTI?
Yeah, so we do all levels of things. And when we can go in person, we often just go into businesses or in organizations and do like kind of 101 basics to make sure everybody's on the same page. But I also teach our ally and advocate training camps that I usually facilitate along with a cis person who is there to like model allyship. But it's usually a 3-day program that helps to build your knowledge and skills about being a better ally in personal and or professional life. And so we do a lot of things. We go over like the basics and make sure everybody's on the same page about terminology and all of those things. But then we actually go into implementing ways to have conversations for trans and non-binary people when they're not in the room, or interrupting microaggressions when they happen, and actually building a skill set of ways to intervene when you're noticing prejudice or you're noticing discrimination going on. And we have a couple of those coming up. There's one running August 12th to 14th, and one running September 9th through 11th. But then we also have specifically tailored content within the ally and advocate training camps. And so there's one specifically for BIPOC communities. So specifically for Black people, Indigenous folks, and people of color, run by Jamie Campbell, that's going to be running in October 14th through 16th. And there's also an ally advocate training camp specifically for clinicians, that's running October 27th through 29th. I'm just sitting here advertising and viewing off the list of the things that we have.
We want you to. That's good.
This is the space for it. Totally.
Yeah.
Just because as much as, you know, we go down the memory lane on this show, we want to acknowledge that we're where we are in the present time and that there's a lot of work to be done. You know what I mean? So we really do want to open up this time in the show to advertise how we can get involved. And I for one, am really interested. I would love to get involved with TTI somehow and take a class and just, you know, make sure that I'm being the best ally that I can be as well.
Are there any specific courses or workshops that you guys provide for theater artists, or is it really, or could it be really just a blanket statement implied back to theater?
There's not presently, but I've been working towards developing an ally training camp that is specifically for entertainment professionals, because we do have so many intimacy coordinators coming through, and I've seen a like influx of theater people coming in, which is potentially because they're finding it through me, but also just people are finding this through word of mouth and finding ways to do better for trans and non-binary folks. So I'm hopeful that I can pull something out. But I'm also aware that the state our industry is currently in makes it really hard for people to go the extra mile if they can't even go a mile.
This is also a time that a lot of people are trying to work on themselves and ways to be better when things go back. So I think that there's some room for that kind of self-improvement right now.
That's true.
Maybe.
And in the meantime,
just because.
Yeah.
No. Go for it, please.
I was just going to say, in the meantime, we do have little like short version webinars that range from half an hour to an hour. The courses I was mentioning earlier are like much longer situations where we then do like interactive ideas. But we have webinars on non-binary basics, getting comfortable with pronouns, transforming hair and beauty experiences, non-binary experiences specifically through a racial lens, and the basics of trans-affirming medical care. That all are an hour or less webinar for folks to engage with.
It's amazing. I wanted to, just because, you know, people watching are industry professionals as well as fans. Can you explain what an intimacy coach is?
Yeah, definitely. I the first intimacy director that I know that came through the ally training camps, I had actually worked with on set. And so I was doing a show, I was there for a day, and they, when they cast me, there was like some confusion about gender. And then I got a call the next day from the intimacy director for the show, and she was like, hey, my name's Alicia Rodas. Like, I'm here to like step up for and advocate for actors on set, and I hear that you might have some trouble being misgendered on set. Do you want me to come hang out and make sure that doesn't happen? And that's like a small branch of what intimacy directors do. Typically they're hired for scenes that deal with like sex and intimacy to make sure that actors are being respected and safe at all times. But since there's not a lot of people on set to really look out for and advocate for actors, they've ended up taking on extra and more roles, including offering to hang out with me on set to make sure I don't get misgendered, which I thought was a fantastic way to go through your workday.
Is that always the case, you know, on shows? Or no. That, okay, that's great. that show went the extra mile.
That's yeah, great. I mean, it worked out, and I said to Alicia, I was like, I mean, I'm me, like, I'm gonna be fine, and like, whatever, I'm here for a day, and like, I'm a person who's relatively fine being misgendered. I was gonna say comfortable, but that's not even the case, but like, I have my toolbox of ways to deal with it and get past it, but I think that the more folks that we can have take trainings like this and be aware of ways to step up for trans and non-binary folks, then we can also make sure that it's not just the intimacy coordinators who are stuck on a show being like, oh, you can't do that. We should also have like directors and producers aware of that from the get-go.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw on the side, but our producer and engineer, Britt, who's amazing, just said, that's so incredible. Maybe I would totally be checking out these classes. So it's very exciting. And for those of you that are watching, if you look below, you can say, you can see transgendertraininginstitute.com. And maybe where can we find you on social media?
So I'm across all platforms at Believe in Maybe. And then the Transgender Training Institute is on Facebook under Transgender Training Institute, on Instagram under trans_training_institute, or on Twitter at trans_training_.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of different moving pieces there.
We will link to it in our Instagram story and the show notes.
Wonderful.
100%. Thank you so much for being here. You're the best.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Yeah, of course. Be in touch.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.